So the last year, we began with a Hakdama to Meleches Bona. Today, what I think we're going to do is a Hakdama to Meleches Maka B'Patish and relate Maka B'Patish to Bona, and then B'Siyata D'Shmaya study the Sugya of Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim. Then what we're going to do is turn to Ohel, and which we'll probably do next time. Over the course of the next couple of shiurim, we'll have a chance to go through Shin Yud Gimel, Shin Yud Dalet, Shin Tes Vav, as well as some other places where this comes up. And we'll after we go through the Shulchan Aruch, we'll talk about a lot of practical examples, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, including things like sushi and the like, and electricity, of course. So today's shiur, though, we're going to begin with Maka B'Patish, which I think we'll learn together with Bona, because as we'll see, the many, many questions require us to consider the issues from the vantage point of both Meleches Bona and Meleches Maka B'Patish. There are a handful of texts I'd like to read with you inside today. I think seeing them inside would be very helpful. And because I didn't do a good job preparing the Mar Makomo sheets, what I'm going to do as we get to them is I will just put them in the chat. That way you'll be able to read along with me, and we'll have a chance to, you won't just listen to me reading. If you are able also to get a Rambam handy, I'm not going to put those in the chat because I assume everybody has one, but make sure you have a Rambam available. So, as I said, we're going to begin Maka B'Patish. Maka B'Patish is really one of the hardest malachos to understand in the sense that we don't even actually know how to translate the words. Like, what are they referring to? Hitting with a hammer? What's the malacha? So even step one of this malacha, there are other malachos that are hard to define because, they relate to Metzius that we don't have so much nowadays, like, I don't know, Hosesh Nebate Nirin. Usually we skip those malachos anyway. But Maka B'Patish is really difficult to just get the basics. Rashi, if we start on the Mishnah, Ein Gimel, where it all starts, clarifies it's not any Maka B'Patish, it's Maka B'Patish that's at the end of the malacha, Gemar Kol Malacha. Now, is the notion that Gemar Melacha, and the Gemara, this is based off of the Gemara, that Kol Shehu Mishum Gemar Melacha, Yischai Mishum Maka B'Patish, and Dafayin Hei, does that mean that the last thing, the last step of every Melacha is Maka B'Patish? Is the last stitch of every shirt Maka B'Patish in addition to Tofer? Is the last letter of every book Maka B'Patish in addition to Kosev? Are you chayv tuchatos for the last letter of a book? That seems unlikely. We'll consider, actually, in a couple minutes, there are those that claim that, according to the Rambam, that might be so under certain circumstances, though it seems very unlikely. Though, if it's not, so then when is Gemar Melacha chayv mishum Maka B'Patish, and when isn't it? So the Meiri actually asked this question explicitly. We will see afterwards, many Rishonim address this implicitly, but the Meiri asked this question explicitly, and he gives an answer from the Chachmei Hadoro. So I'm going to now, this is the Meiri on Kuf Dalet on the base, and I'm now going to put this in your chat, if I could figure out how to do that. That's not the right button. Where's the chat? Oh, chat, there we go. Okay. Did everybody get the chat now from the Meiri?
You could add it to my suggestion to say all Klal Yisrael.
Got it.
Okay, good. So the Meiri says like this: Af al pi shebiar nushim kasavos achas samach lechaver tal pater. Right. So this is the Gemara we saw when we did Hakosev. Even though you normally need to write two letters to be chayev. If you write one letter and add it to an additional word, we paskin your pater. That's a machlokas tanaim, but we paskin your pater. But the Gemara says that if you finish a book, so then you are chayav for even writing one letter. We saw machlokas Rishonim. Rashi sounds like it's not any book. It's only Sifrei Tanakh, where there's chashivos to the unit, right? A stam book, you could always add another chapter, so it's not really finished. But Sifrei Tanakh, so you're chayav for the last letter. The Rambam doesn't mention that requirement. He says the last letter of any book, it sounds like you're chayav. But one way or the other, we see that you're chayav for kosev, for writing the last letter. And therefore, he quotes from the Chachmei Adoros that, why are you not chayav mishum makeh bepatish? After all, the Gemara says that makeh bepatish, Gemara Melach is makeh bepatish. So start where it says v'tirtzu, shelo ne'amar makeh bepatish, ela b'melacha shenishlama kula, kegon shechatzav evan bahar, v'nisparka kula misvivo seha, v'nimtza shenishlama melacha so'evan, ela shelo nafla. So here he's quoting the example that Rashi gives for makeh bepatish in the beginning of Perek Habona, that makeh bepatish is when you're basically done, but there's the finishing touches that remain. So for example, the stone was basically chiseled out of the quarry, but it just needs to be knocked out. It hasn't fallen out yet. V'zeh makeh bepatish u'mapila shenimtza melacha beguf oso davar kfar nishlama. V'chein ma she'amru b'shakal akufe beglime sheharei ha sheharei haglima. Sorry about that, I lost the place. Haglima kula asuya. It's basically done. Av abla be'elu lo nishlam ha'sefer. In the case where you're missing the last letter. So the book is incomplete. It's not like you're basically done the book when you're missing one letter and the final letter is the finishing touches. No, it's incomplete until you finish the last letter. Or likewise, when you do the last weave or the last stitch of a clothing, until you've done that last weave, it's not finished. Lo nishlam ha'sefer v'abegad adayin. If it were the case that the last step of every malacha is automatically makeh bepatish, that's what we mean by gemar malacha, so then it would turn out that every single time you have a malacha that's finished in one step, like plucking an apple from a tree, you should also be chayav mishum makeh bepatish. That's ridiculous. So the answer is that makeh bepatish is only basically when you're done the melacha, and it still needs some finishing touches. So those finishing touches, we'll have to define this a little better, and we'll do that Be'ezras Hashem when we see the examples of makeh bepatish that are listed in the Gemara. But in that case, where it's done, but it needs finishing touches, that's makeh bepatish. But if it's incomplete, in other words, if the last step of the melacha is just more of what you were doing the whole time, like in the case of kosev or oreg or the like, so then there is no makeh bepatish. That is one answer to this question. Another answer to this question, perhaps, is in the Yerushalmi, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Avdin Havaye Bahada Pirka Tlashanin Uplog. They were learning the Perek Kol Gadol for 3.5 years. You see, we did it very short. We're going to finish in a year. Afgon Mine Arbain Chasarachas Toldos Al Kochad Vachada. And on each of the Malachos, they had 39 Toldos. Okay, maybe that's why we didn't get that far. Min de Ashkechon Mismoch Samchon, Hadalo Ashkechon, Mismoch Avdune, Mishamaka Bepatish. So if they could tie a tolda to a particular malacha, they would. And if not, they would stoop it into Maka Bepatish. Now, this is a very unclear statement. Question is, what exactly does it mean? First of all, it sounds like you can figure out what's a malacha even without associating it with any malacha, and what does it mean you stick it into makeh bepatish? Are there any rules? Don't Makom HaPatish have to be Gmar Melacha? We will return to this Yerushalmi when we discuss that tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss, who thinks that we paskin like this Yerushalmi. This is in Sheol Sechuvas Minchas Asher Chilak Aleph Simen Lamed. You should take a look there. And it's very relevant for all these questions relating to using electronics and the like. Is it an Isser D'Rais? Is it an Isser D'Rabbanan? So we'll return to the Yerushalmi. Clearly, this is very vague. Now, we should also note that the classical postmen don't quote this Yerushalmi Lalacha. But one way to understand this Yerushalmi, the way some Sfarim understood this Yerushalmi, is as follows. Something is going to be Makkeh B'Patish. Of course, it has to be Gmar Melacha, like we said. But what it means is that if it isn't some other Melacha and it's the final step, then we'll call it Makkeh B'Patish. But if it is another Melacha, then it isn't Makkeh B'Patish. So we asked the question before, why is writing the last letter of the Sefer not considered Makkeh B'Patish? Isn't that Gmar Kli? The answer is no, because since it's kosev, memela, it's not Makkeh B'Patish. Since the last stitch of my shirt, if I'm sewing my shirt together, is tofer, it's not Makkeh B'Patish. But if the last step wasn't some other melacha, then it would be Makkeh B'Patish. So far we've seen two possible answers to this question. Again, the question was, we're going to assume for now that the last letter of a sefer isn't also Makkeh B'Patish. The last stitch of clothing isn't Makkeh B'Patish. And our question is basically going to be, why isn't it Makkeh B'Patish? So far we've seen two answers. Number one is the answer of the Meiri. And Meiri says that Makkeh B'Patish is when you're basically done already, it's just the finishing touches. And we've seen the answer of the possible reading of the Yerushalmi, which is your chayv Makkeh B'Patish if it's not some other melacha. But if it's another melacha, then it won't be Makkeh B'Patish. Good. Now let's start with some of the Rishonim explaining the getter of this melacha. And we'll see, do they accept either of these answers? Do they accept both of these answers? Do they have a different answer? And we'll begin with, just like we said at the beginning, defining the melacha. What does Makkeh B'Patish mean? So Tosfos at the beginning of Habona says that Makkeh B'Patish is the last blow with the hammer, B'Patish, the last blow of the hammer in making a kli. Now, we'll get back to Tosfos in a moment. It's a very, probably the intuitive understanding. If you're hitting the kli with a hammer to finish the kli. In other words, the hammer is striking the kli. This is part of making the kli. The goal of the blow of the hammer is to fix the kli. However, Rashi on Daf Ayin Gimel on the Mishnah, Ayin Gimel Mit Aleph, gives a different definition, a remarkable definition. Let's take a look there. Makkeh B'Patish, hu gemar kol melacha. So first of all, note how he's expanding it. Gemar kol melacha. Shekein oman makkeh b'kornas al hasadan lehachlika. The oman hits the hammer on the anvil to smooth it out. B'gmar melacha, at the end of the melacha. And even though the Mishnah says Makkeh B'Patish is one of the melachos, which might imply that Makkeh B'Patish in the middle of the melacha, no, the Mishnah, which is Machai for Makkeh B'Patish, is referring to Makkeh B'Patish Bigmar melacha, when at the end of the melacha you hit the hammer on the anvil, so then you're Chayef Mishur Makkeh B'Patish. Now this Rashi is astounding, because we're not talking about the hit of the hammer on the kli, like I would have assumed, like we quoted from Tosfos. Rather, we're talking about the hammer hitting the anvil without the kli, either to smooth up the hammer or to smooth out the anvil. It says lachliko, so it's not clear. I assume most likely it means to smooth out the hammer. In other words, the point over here is that I'm making a kli. right? And in making the kli, I bang the hammer lots of times. And my hammer might lose its smoothness. It might get bent out of shape a little bit. I've never had to smooth out my hammer before, but that's probably because I don't hit hard enough. It's also because our metals are a lot harder than their metals. So therefore, probably it wasn't as necessary to smooth out your hammer for our hammers as it was for them. We have all sorts of alloys in our metals are very, very hard. But one way or the other, the point is, according to Rashi, that I'm basically fixing up my tools at the end of the melacha, right? I have, I'm done the melacha. I made whatever I'm
Can I ask a question?
I need, just one second, and now I need to smooth out my hammer at the end. And so it has nothing to do with the object I'm making. That is makeh b'patish. Now, let me just add one more point to Rashi Moshe, and then I'll take your question.
Okay.
This is coming from the Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is machayev for hitting the hammer. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says even further. He says that hitting the hammer on the anvil every 3 pounds on the tas is chayev. In other words, let's say you're making tasin, which was necessary in the building of the Mishkan. So they were trying to make these thin sheets of smooth metal. So in order to make these sheets of metal, you needed a smooth hammer. So the way they used to do it was, you know, they would take three pounds on the tas, and then they would bang the hammer to smooth out the hammer, so it's smooth again, and then they do 3 more pounds, and then they hit the anvil again to smooth it out. Again, you're fixing the hammer. Now, according to Rashbag, every time you do that, it sounds like you're chayev mishamaka bepatish. Now, the problem, though, and that's where Rashi and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph is coming from. The problem, though, is that we don't accept Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, presumably. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is against the Chachamim. So the answer, and Taka, first of all, that is what the Ritva over here, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ritva asks on Rashi. The Ritva says, he quotes Rashi, and he says, Vein lashon ze mechuvar. This melacha of smoothing out your hammer at the end, that's not chashuv for the Rabbanan. V'rashbag hu d'machayev Allah, v'rabbanan pligi. That's true for Rashbag, but the Rabbanan and the Mishnah Kuf Beis Amud Beis disagree. So, asks the Ritva, why in the world is Rashi giving this tzir of hitting the hammer on the anvil for makeh b'patish? Rashi shouldn't be so same like Rashbam. We should follow the view of the Rabbanan. Now, before we see what the Ritva himself learns, what would Rashi respond? It could be that Rashi holds that the debate between Rashbag and the Chachamim is b'shas melacha, not when it's bigmar melacha. Rashbag says, every time you hit the hammer on the anvil to smooth out the hammer throughout the process of making this tas, like we said, you do it every 3 times, every 3 bangs, and you hit it to smooth out the hammer. That is done, you know, possibly hundreds of times throughout the process of making this tas. That Rashbag is mechayev. The Chachamim disagree, like Rashi says on the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. The Chachamim say, it's only when it's done at the very end. So Rashbag, as the Mishnah states explicitly on Kuf Beis, is machayev, even for makeh b'patish, that's b'shas melacha. That's not the tziur that Rashi gives on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph makes it clear that it's only when it's done b'shas gemar melacha. So that's what Rashi would respond to the Ritva. So according to Rashi, if it's b'gemar melacha, then even the Rabbanan agree that hitting the hammer on the anvil is chayev mishamak b'patish. Rashbag goes further. He says you're even chayev when it's done b'shas melacha. Now the Ritva, though, disagreed. The Ritva said that didn't make any sense. Even if it's b'gemar melacha, you're still not chayev mishamak b'patish because that is not gemar asiyas hakli. The Ritva understood that the reason why the Chachamim disagree is because they held that Makba Patish has to be the final blow to create the kli. It's not about fixing your tools. It's about asiyas kli. So how does the Ritva understand it? So let's continue in the Ritva. Uvahu pirka pirsh Rashi zala achash chatzav ha'evin minahar v'dilam misham tzas maka umen maka gdola shemis parekes v'nofelas minahar v'higmar melacha. So the Ritva says the correct interpretation of Makba Patish could be extrapolated from Rashi on Kuf base on the base. There Rashi says that according to Chachamim, what is the Mechayiv of Makba Patish? It's when you're chiseling the stone out of the quarry and you're, like we read in the Ritva, you're basically done, but you need one final pound to knock it out. That's the Gemar Melacha. That's the Chiyuv. V'rach pireish, ki la'achar shenasa kli, makin bo'maka bepatish lahashvos panav. The Rach, and this brings us back to our discussion at the beginning with the Miri, says that what's the pshat in maka bepatish? When you're basically done the kli, so you do one more strike to smooth it out. V'ibatz me'ena malacha, shikvar nigmar ha'kli. This itself isn't a melacha because the kli is basically done. Ella gemar melacha. In other words, gemar melacha is when you're basically done the kli. You made a kli. I don't know what you're making. You're making a vase. And your kli is basically done. It's nice and shaped, but it's still a little bumpy. Now, you could use it. If you wanted to put flowers, it would work. But you do one final pound to make it nice and smooth. That in and of itself wouldn't be a melacha, but it is chayv mishamak bepatish. Umikan lamdu b'gemara, l'chol gemar melacha, shehi tolda demak bepatish. Any type of gemara, that's the av. And the tolda is anything that's the gemar melacha. Now, it's interesting to think about why it's only a tolda, not an av. So again, according to Rashi, Rabbanan and Rashbag disagree. If you're chayv on gemar melacha, everybody agrees that Makba Patish is hitting the ham, includes, it's not limited to. In other words, Rashi on the Mishnah also agrees, you know, it's not a stira in Rashi. The reason why Rashi probably on Kuf Beis and the Beis doesn't give this example is because the context of the Mishnah is not talking, is talking about hewing stones. That's also probably the answer to Tosis' kasha over there. Tosis is, why is Rashi giving an example of a tolda, not the av? And the answer might be because the context of the Mishnah at the beginning of Avon is talking about, at least those initial examples, the context indicates we're talking about getting stones for building. So it's true in the Mishkan, they didn't need that. But the Mishnah on Kuf Beis is not giving us Makba Bepatish that was in the Mishkan. That's what Rashi said on Daf Ayin Gimel Bet Aleph. The Mishnah Kuf Beis is talking about another example of Makba Patish. But the point is for Rashi on Ayin Gimel and his Havana of the Machlokas between Chachamim and Rashbag is as follows. Everybody agrees that the Av of Makba Patish is striking the hammer on the anvil to smooth out the hammer. That is the Av. The debate between Rashbag and the Chachamim is whether you're also Chayav for Makba Patish in the middle of the Melacha. Rashi says that Rashbag says Potter, sorry, Chayev, that's also part of Makba Patish. Makba Patish is loved after the Gemar, and we accept the Rabbanon, who say it's only Bisof. And that's how you put the Rashis together, whereas according to Rabbeinu Hananel, no, Makba Patish is something very different. Makba Patish is after the Kli is finished, so then I hit the hammer on the kli, not the anvil, but the kli to smooth it out, to make it a little nicer, smoother, better. And that's the av of Makba Patish. And anything else that's similar to that, some type of act that, you know, the finishing touches of the kli after the kli is basically done. So those are toldos. Now, just to add to that a little bit, look at Rashi on Kuf Beis and the Beis, Dibor Maschal HaMakba Patish. This is the one that we saw the Ritva refer to. So Rashi writes, HaMakba Patish, Gam Hu the avos melachos. Makabadish is among the avos melachos. Behu belaz pik shemifotzeitz bo es ha'even min ha'sela la'achar shechotzav es ha'even saviv umavdil min ha'har k'tzas kumak bepatish makagdola v'him es parekes v'nofelas v'zeu b'ma melacha shechotz ve'even v'chol ha'gomer b'shabes melacha told us mak bepatishi. It's a little funny because at the beginning he mentions av and at the end he concludes with tolda. But again, I think the pshat might be that makab patish is the av, like the example given on the Mishnah on Ayin Beis. Our Mishnah might actually be talking about a tolda of makab patish. And again, the reason why Rashi gives that example is because of the context. Tosfos, as we mentioned over there, disagrees with Rashi. He says, "Debemishkan lo havei binyan avanim, velo shavik tana gemar melacha dekelim dehavei bemishkan benakat makab patish de'avin delavei mishkan." Right? We shouldn't have left. Switch to a discussion of makab patish with the stone. The Mishnah on Kuf Beis also should have been referring to an av. And therefore, Tosfos said, it's like we said, the pshat of the Rach, it's the makush acharon shemak ala kli b'shas gemar melacha. Now, then there's another fascinating interpretation of the debate between Rashbag and the Chachamim that is from Rav Haigon and the Yerushalmi. It's quoted by the Rashba. The Rashba writes, our girsa in the Gemara Daf Kuf Gimel has the word Ella. In other words, the Gemara originally understood that Makab B'Patish is this practice type of practicing your technique, right? And the Gemara says, how could that be? How could Iman Yadav be Makab B'Patish? So therefore we give a totally different answer that we're talking about hitting the hammer on the anvil. However, the way the girsa of the Rav Haigon was not go race Ella. And therefore it turns out that Rashbag is Machayev for Iman Yadav betoch melacha. In other words, remarkably, there is no tikkun at all in the chafza, right? There's only ma'amen yadav. So you are able to hit with the right level of velocity or something like that. And that's bechlal the malacha. It's quite remarkable. In other words, let's just say, we have now three opinions of how to figure out what is the debate between Rashbag and the Chachamim about Makab Patish. According to, let's say, the Ritva and other Rishonim, the debate is whether hitting the hammer on the anvil is Makab Patish or no. According to the Chachamim, the way we paskin, presumably, it's about hitting the hammer on the kli to make the kli, to complete the kli. That's where Makab Patish is. As opposed to Rashbag, who says, no, even if you hit the hammer on the anvil, which is misaking the hammer, that's Makab Patish. The Rashi says, no, even according to the Chachamim, hitting the hammer on the anvil could be Makab Patish. So what is the debate between the Chachamim and Rashbag? Rashbag says, even b'shas melacha yerchayv, and the Chachamim say only b'sof melacha. And then we have the most remarkable interpretation in Rav Haigon, and again, we'll see the Yerushalmi, that no, that Rashbag actually thinks that you're chayev on Makab Patish even when you're not being misakin anything. You're not being misakin the kli, you're not misakin the hammer. What are you doing? You're being ma'amen es yado. You're practicing your technique. If you want, I'll just show you inside. And he shows, this is from the Yerushalmi. So I'm just going to now put into the group chat the Rashba. Quoting Rav Hai, if you want to follow along. Ella, Abai V'Rava Damri Tarvayu, again, that's our gear, so Ella. Shekein Merada De Tassin L'Mishkan Osim Kein. Yesh L'Farsht Abai V'Rava, Al Rabba V'Rav Yosef Pligi, it's a debate among the Amorayim. She'amru De'enu Machma Shem Amen Yado. Ella Shekein Haisa B'Mishkan. As opposed to the first answer of the Gemara, Rabba V'Rav Yosef, that you're chayiv even from Amen Es Yado, Abai and Rava disagree, you're not chayiv from Amen Es Yado. You're only chayiv when there's some type of tikkun. V'hainu d'aminan ella. That's what the Gemara says, ella. Avla Rav Hai gon, pireish, d'abai v'rav alafarish, d'vei rabba Rav Yosef asu. Abaye and Rav are explaining the answer of Yosef. Deno kamosha ata savor, d'mamin es yadu lasas malacha ka'amri. You're not just stomp practicing to learn, work on your technique, but you're practicing to do a better job on this very malacha. So memela, it's part of the malacha. So you do a good job. It's not like taking the magal, but not actually doing the ksira. El hashalas malacha hu kedamran. If you show me makshu al hadi rashbag de amrina and hasam the kash al hadi rashbag not a lektor velo katzar shama klumu. The Yerushalmi has this. Maybe you'll think you'll just take your seethe to do ksira and then that's enough. That's ridiculous. Amar avada asya rabbanan Shimon ben Gamliel kiri. The Tanya Shovet Vehanekashkesh Al Ha'arik Harezachayev Mipnei Shehu Kamei Shevyado Vafacha Mipnei Shehu Kamei Shevyado. In other words, it's quite remarkable. Instead of breaking down Asiyas Kli into its components and then considering if each component on its own is a malacha, according to the Rashbag, we look at the process and we rule that all components of this process are malacha, even if they, in and of themselves, would be unworthy of being a malacha. So if it's necessary for me to calibrate my bang in the middle of manufacturing, then calibration is makvipatish. It doesn't matter that there's no tikkun to anything. It's just recalibrating my stroke. That is enough to be makvipatish. This is a little bit reminiscent, perhaps, of the idea of hagasa in the Rambam, being part of Bishul, and remember we did the Chazon Ish and the like, that Tzarchei Bishul are Chayiv, and maybe, as we saw, number of Rishonim hold that Tzarchei Bishul are Chayiv, even if it's already Mevushal. This might be going even further, but it's a similar type of concept. But this is perhaps even more reminiscent of that Yerushalmi we quoted before, and the idea of Rav Asher Weiss, that at least within the view of Rashbag, we have something that is totally, seemingly not shayach to the world of malachos, because all you're doing is ma'amin is yadav, you're just calibrating your stroke. But still, since it's the part of the process of making a kli, it's chay mishum makbe patish. Makbe patish, in a certain sense, is a joker card, and it's very flexible. And it could be all sorts of things, and maybe even this. Now, of course, we don't accept Rashbag's view, presumably, but it makes you wonder how different the Rabbanan really are. Now, turning to the Rambam is very interesting and subject to fierce Rabbi? Debate what the Rambam holds. Yes?
Rabbi, can I ask a question, please?
You can.
Is the pshat here, like Rabbi's saying, because you're doing a step, like me teaching myself how to make a kli is like making a kli? Or is it like binyan ba'adam, that I'm making myself a makir patish and me? I thought that's a pashup shah.
It might be, I'm not sure. I'll say the following. The reason why I didn't say it your way, though you might want to add your point to it.
I bring a raya that I'm right?
Is first, yeah, go ahead.
In the sugya of Kosev, so the Ramah brings up this Gemara with respect to teaching yourself writing in the air, whether you're allowed to do it or not.
Yes.
So we pass your nach, that's mutter, but the high community is based on this Gemara. So, but that wouldn't be Makkah B'Pat. Another judgment we have to see that's Kosev also, according to Shulam, though, not just Makkah B'Pat. In other words, according to Rebbe, it has to be a din quality in every malacha, and according to anytime you do any malacha as a hachana to be able to do that malacha, that's that malacha. As we're saying, no, that's not the patish. Because I'm teaching myself, I'm building myself. There's no that's not the patish.
Maybe Hinamasinami. First of all, I don't know if that. Right. So I'll tell you a couple of things. Number one is maybe Hinamasinami. Also, I don't know if that Rama is going in this pshat of Rav Haigon. In other words, that Rama is just saying that that you're allowed to write letters in the air, even though you're practicing to be a better sofer or something like that. And in that case, maybe in Achanami, the Machayev would have been Maka Bepatish. It wouldn't have been Kosev. I'm not sure. Again, it's only a Havamina, and it's rejected. It might also be that you're right, that it's Tikkun on the person. That's the Pshat in Rav Haigon. I'm not saying that's wrong. But still, why is it? It's only Chayev. That's exactly what Yerushalmi clarifies when it's necessary as part of the Malacha. In other words, the point is that what he's doing is looking at the Malacha, making a Kli, and all the necessary steps of that Malacha are going to be Chayev. And therefore, Mimela, if a necessary step as part of this malacha is to recalibrate my hands in the middle, so then that's going to be chayev mishum maka bepatish. Maybe it's because of the tikkun of the person. Could be. Obviously, there's no real physical change in the person, but he's now sort of he's better able to hit with the right level of strength. So maybe in a chanami, there's no tikkun to any kli, and there's no physical change in the person either. But he's better, more adept. So I hear your possibility, and I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that it's the approach that we're taking, and this is, I think, what the Rashba says, quoting Rav Haigon, is that we're looking at the malacha, and we're saying every step that's necessary in the malacha is chayev. And then we're saying, so mimela, this is a step that's necessary in the malacha to recalibrate my hands, so then it becomes chayev, at least according to Rashbag. Now you'll say, but there's no tikkun. So, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe the tikkun is in the person. I definitely hear that possibility. But it's still, I still think that the idea is it's a wild card a bit. In other words, it's only because it's necessary that we stup it into Maka Bepatis. And that's why, when presenting this, at the very least, he didn't mention anything about tikkun of the person, right? Let's just look back at the Lashon of the Rashba. Mm-hmm. Right? Since it's necessary to do the malacha b'tikun, and it's not just preparatory at the beginning. Yeah. Okay. Let's say, I want to talk about the Rambam now.
Could I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Moshe.
Okay. After all the things you said, this may be pointless to ask, but I'll ask anyway. When Rashi is talking about him hitting the hammer on the anvil, does he mean necessarily directly on the anvil? Maybe it means you put the kli on the anvil and then you hit the hammer in order to straighten out the kli.
No, I think it's pretty clear that he means what I said, which is why the Rishonim ask on him. And that's, yeah.
Because usually an anvil is not hit with on directly. Usually the anvil to provide a base when you're hitting something else in the middle, in between the hammer and the anvil. So I thought it would be reasonable to have it, you know, you want to straighten out the kli at the very end by putting on the anvil and you hammer it. All right, if you say it's not mustaber, then I'll withdraw my...
I don't think so. He says, okay. You're makab cornus al hasadan. It sounds like you're hitting the hammer on the sadan. No. You're not hitting it on a tas. He doesn't mention anything about the tas over there.
Yeah. Anyway, if the kli is already done, then how's this thing shy? It might be shy to work on your next kli. But once this kli is done, how's this a self malacha? It's maybe,
This is the way you do it. This is the way, it's a good question. This is the way Umanen do it after they're finished. They might do it a lot during the Kli, but Rashbag's view is unaccepted. But at the end of the Kli, when you're machlik, then you're chayef. It's because it's at the end. Now you're right. The tikkun seems to be in hammer. Just to go back to the lashon of Rashi, you're much better, much more of a grammarian than I am. So I'll let you decide. But I'll redo the lashon of Rashi again. Shekein uman make bekornos al hasadan lahachliko. Now, if you were right, Rashi should say the tas. He didn't use the word tas. There's no tas mentioned in any of Rashi. It's talking. All there's talking about is the cornus and the sadan. So it doesn't sound like there's anything else. And that's why I agree. The Rashi is so mechudash, and that's part of the objection to that the Ritva has to Shitas Rashi. Okay. Let's turn to Shitas Rambam, which is extraordinary. So let's take a look at the Rambam. We'll start with Halach Tazayin. Hamak b'patish haka achas chayev. So the first thing to note is that he doesn't say anything about besof. He doesn't say hamak b'patish haka achas besof hamalacha or something like that chayev. Hamak b'patish haka achas your chayev. Now, it's a little reminiscent of Rashbag. Does he hold like Rashbag? We have to see. At first glance, it seems absurd that he would hold like Rashbag, but it's not actually so absurd because kol makom shashana Rashbag mishnasenu alacha kamoso. Maybe we do pask him like Rashbag. Let's read on. So the Rambam continues. The chol ha'osa davar shugmar melacha harezeh told us makabatat v'chayev. Ketzad ha'menapeach b'kli zchuches v'hatzar b'kli tzura afilu miktsas tzura, v'hamegared kol shehu, v'osenek of kol shehu, v'in be'et, v'in be'mateches, v'in be'binyan, v'in be'kelim. Hareza told us makom patish b'chayev. So this is very interesting when he says, let's say, megared kol shehu, or osenek of kol shehu. So all these are toldos of makom patish. There's no mention here in these examples that it's besof. Now, the Zohi did say before that davar shu gemar melacha reza told us mak bepatish, but he doesn't say megared kol shehu besof or haosenek of kol shehu besof, which is interesting. Again, maybe consistent with the fact that he also didn't say gemar at the beginning. It would be fine, again, if he sounded like Rashbag. Even Miktsas Tzura might sound that way, though. That's a little less clear. Also, take a look at Halacha Yud Ches. Hamitzadid es ta'aven b'yesod ha'binyan, v'tikna b'yado, v'oshiva b'makom ha'roi l'chayiv mishamaka b'patish. We quoted this in the beginning of last year, which is sort of interesting, that's makom ha'patish, because that's not the end, certainly not the end of the building process. Maybe it's the end of the first step, right? But overall, it's quite a remarkable idea, right? He's saying that when you lay the cornerstone of the building, or you don't just lay it, I guess you sort of place it. But this is the bottom stone of the building, or the bottom row of the building. That's makom patish. So when I read all those halachos, I thought, it must be that Rambam holds like Rashbag. That was my initial reaction. Except then I looked at the Pirush Mishnayos, and I saw that is not so. Because there the Rambam says explicitly, we don't paskin like the Rashbag. Now, well, how did the Rambam understand that machlokas? So let's take a look at the Pirush Mishnayos. I'll put that on the sheet for you. If anybody knows some Arabic, might be helpful for understanding this.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get exactly, like, in a chinami, the Rambam doesn't mention being basof, but, like, yes, it's kind of strange that in the middle he says But like, what really is the significance of the fact he doesn't mention Besof when he does say that what makes something a Toldo Makav Patish is Gemar Malacha?
So I'm not sure. I think it's a, but I definitely think it's a hara worth noting. Well, we'll see in a second what it might be. Because he just says Kol Shehu. And if he meant only Besof, so shouldn't he say Mitzadeid Besof Kol Shehu Chayev? Or something like that? I'm unable to add anything to the chat anymore. It doesn't like me. Oh, I wonder why. Maybe the chat disappeared somewhere. Somebody want to chat something and then they'll see if I can get it back? Oh, there it goes. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So now I just gave you the Pirsha Mishnayas in the chat. Okay. V'amaka bepatish, hamaka bepatish, v'afilu b'gmar milacha, k'der she'osen hamirakim bepatishim, shemakim hakos kalos me'od, k'dei liyasher p'nei akli ulachliko. So, very fascinating lashon, right? Afilu, this is again the Rambam in Perek Zayin, in Perek Klal Gadol, right? We're not in the Mishnah of Habona. We're explaining the Stam Mishnah of the Lama Tes Melachos. So Makav Patish, even the Gmar Melacha, which is what the Umnin do, they make even very light hits to smooth out the kli. The Korin Lapula Zu Il Tatrik, electric. I might be talking about electric. You see, it's like Professor Weiss said, electric is Makav Patish. Ulefikach kol tikkun melacha ugemara. So this is again a very vague statement. Kol tikkun melacha, very broad. Ugemara kigon hashifa vatzichtzuch v'kol minei hayipui kulan toldos makav patish. Bu'amram kol mididias begmar melacha chay mishamak patish. So the Rambam has this very interesting lashon of afilu b'gmar melacha, which implies kol shekein in the middle of the melacha. So what is makav patish? So I think here the Rambam is telling us, and again, reminiscent of that Meiri and that Rach that we saw, that any types of yipoy are tolda of makav patish, even when it's not a gemar. Now, maybe we stress gemar, because generally speaking, the yipoy is done at the end. So it's going to include things like lacquering and polishing and smoothing. These are the examples that the Rambam gives. And let's say you did this yipoy not at the end. Typically it's at the end. Then maybe you're also chayev. Now, what is the machlokes between Rashbag then? In other words, the simple understanding of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis is that Rashbag says you'd be chayv in the middle and the Rabbanan say only at the end. Well, if we're saying that according to the Rambam, if you do some type of yipoy in the middle, you could be chayv. So what about at the end? What's the machlokes? So take a look now. We'll look at the Pirsha Mishnayas on Perek Yud Beis. I'm going to put that in the chat again. So this is again the Pirsha Mishnayos that I'm sharing now from Yud Beis. V'Rashbag sover shehamak bepatish al hasadan afal pishenu maka al hadaver shetzarach lirak o chayev. So the chiddush of Rashbag is that you're chayev even though you're banging your hammer on the anvil, but not on the kli that you need to fix. V'hu shiyehe ze b'shas melacha, as long as it's b'shas melacha. Lefi shekach osin hanafachim leitim krovos makim alabarzel kama akos v'alasadin hakachas oshtayim. This is the way they do things in the middle. They do, they hit the kli three times, they hit the anvil once, and so on and so forth. Ukilu hakazu mitakanas osin hakos misakenes osin hakos v'in alacha kamosa. In other words, Rashbag is mechayev even though you're not makabitas, but it's dafka b'shas malacha. And that's where the Chachamim disagree. So what's interesting is what Rashi says on Daf Ayin Gamel Lamed Aleph is chayiv according to Chachamim because of Makom Patish. According to the Rambam, would be Pater because we don't accept Rashbam. And what the Rambam says you're chayiv for, it could be that according to Rashi you'd be Pater because it's Be'emtza Melacha, it's not Bigmar. So you're only chayiv on Makom Patish, fine. So that's the idea of the Rambam, I think. So I think typically it's going to be at the end. It's considered Gmar Melacha in a certain sense because it's the finishing touch to the Melacha, but conceivably it could happen even in the middle, though typically that wouldn't be the case. So if we look at the examples that the Rambam has, let's say in Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam is always emphasizing that you have to be makpid, right? Halokate, yaboles, shalgabe begadim, biyado kigon elu hayibolos shebeklit semer chay mishamak bepatish lushiakbid alayhen. So it has to be that you're makbid, or that it's melachas harofe, like he says in Halacha Yedayin, hamapish shchin b'shabes kedei laharchav piyamaka kederach sharofim osim. Or there's some type of umnos, like hamenayr talis chadash shchora kedei lina oso lahasir atzemer alavan ha nitleba kederach sharumnim osim chayv chatos. So this brings us, and I know we're running out of time, but I just want to do one last point in our Hakadama to Makom Patish, and then I guess we'll have to call it quits. This brings us to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, towards the beginning of Perka Bona, we have three cases in the Gemara that Rav and Shmuel debate as to whether you're Chayef Mishum Makom Patish or whether you're Chayef Mishum Bona. The first one is Mesaseis. The second is Osa Neka Belul Shel Tarnagolin. And the third is Ail Shufta Bekufina Demara. So the Gemara says that, the Gemara makes it Shrichusa between all three cases. In other words, why does the Gemara, why do we need to say all three cases of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? It's basically the Gemara's presumption is it's a single Machlokas. And the Gemara makes it Shrichusa, which is very fascinating because the whole Trichusa is very perplexing. The whole Kasha that we need to make a Trichusa is perplexing because these seem to be three totally different machloksin. So what does the Gemara say? By Mesaseis, by Hikam Arav, Mishum Dederach Binyan Bekach. Aval, Osenek of Losho Tanagolin, Ein Derech Binyan Bekach, Ein Mamodi Leila Shmuel. So maybe only by Mesaseis your Chayav. So the Gemara basically seems to, simple meaning of the Gemara is it makes a The trichusa that is made is to make a hierarchy that misaseis is most like binyan and shufta bekufina demara, which presumably because it's a kli, is least like binyan, and therefore the Gemara's trichusa is like this. The Gemara says that by misaseis, I would think that that's where a rav says it's binyan. But in the other two cases, which are less bona-like, you would agree to Shmuel that it's Makom Patish. And that's what the Gemara says in its Yehusa for Nekev B'lo Shel Tarnagolim. And then when we get to Shufta B'kufina Demara, which is the least like Binyan, we switch it. We say B'hakam or Shmuel. Only in that case, Shmuel says it's Makom Patish. Aval B'hanach Tarti, the previous two, which are much more like Binyan, in Modi Leila Rav. So, Trichusa, Tricha. So what comes out from this Gemara Lachora and Rashi on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibor Maschil B'Shalma, and Tosfos on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibor Maschil B'Shalma, more or less make this point that the Ikar Chiddush is that the Ikar Chiddush of Rav, at least, is that you're chayv on some type of binyan kol shehu. And Shmuel is saying no, that the binyan kol shehu is not bonus, so it's chayv mishum makom patish. And the simple reading of the Gemara is that the pshat is that if you're chayv mishum bonus, so then you're not chayv mishum makom patish. If for some reason it's not considered bonus because it's a binyan kol shehu, it doesn't seem much like binyan. So therefore, memela, you're going to be chayv mishum makom patish. That's basically the machlokas. In other words, primarily, it's a machlokas in the malacha of bona, and not a machlokas in makom patish. Rav says you're chayiv for bona, even though this is a shvach binyan. So you're not makom patish. Shmuel says no, it's a shvach binyan. You're not chayiv mishum bona. Mamela, you're chayiv for makom patish. Now, The Rambam, though, doesn't seem to learn this way. Because what does the Rambam say? And certainly we'll see in the Urayim, he doesn't learn that way. We'll get to the Urayim in a moment. But first, the Rambam. So the Rambam, by Ayal Shufta B'Kufina, Demara, the Rambam, Perk Yud Halacha Yud Gimel Paskins, like Rav, Eyer Chayiv Mishum Bona, right? In which case, we would expect certainly the previous two cases, which are more Bona-like, as the Gemara sounded like, certainly you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Bona. Now, Nekev, also, Halacha Yudalid, Ha'usin Nekev, Kol Shubu, Lul Shaltan Golem, Kadesh, Yikanis, Lahen, Ha'ora, Chayiv Mishum Bona. Good. So, the Lul, so far, case two and three, he says, like, Rav, that you're Chayiv Mishum Bona. Good. But the problem is, when we get to Perek, Chaf, Gimel, Halacha, Aleph, there, the Rambam says something else. Ha'usin Nekev, Shehu Asu, Lahachnas, Lul, Tikigo, Nekev, Shibulul, Tarnagolim. So here, too, again, we're talking about a Nekev, the Lul, Shil, Tarnagolim. Whoa. Says the Rambam, making a neck and a little shaltarna golem is makabe patish. So again, in halacha yadalid, he said you're chayv mishum bona. When he talked about bona, he said you're chayv mishum bona. And in chaf gimel aleph, he's talking about makabe patish, he says you're chayv mishum makabe patish. It's passing like Shmuel. And also in perek yud, he passing like Shmuel. Perek yud halacha tezayin, he wrote, v'os a nekev, kol shehu, Bein Beitz, Bein Matachas, Bein Binyan, Bein Mekalim, Arezah told us, Makam Patish Chayev. So, the Rambam says that making a Nekev is Chayev, both Misha Makam Patish and Bona, it seems. So, the Lecha Mishnah tries to figure out what's going on here in the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah says, we only be passing like Rav, that's why he says, you're Chayev Misha Bona. And when Rav says, you're Chayev Misha Bona, he means, oh, even Bona. And also Makabe Patish. And Shmuel says, no, it's not Bona. This isn't Bona. This is only Makabe Patish. Right? So that's the Machlokas. In other words, until now, we were taking for granted, right, at the very beginning of this year, we said, of course, you're not going to be Chayv Shtayim. Right? So we have to figure out why, at the beginning we asked, you know, the last letter of the book, why isn't it also Makabe Patish? Maybe the answer is, it's both. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's what the Rambam says. If you make a little a neck of a little shatana golem, it's both bone and makabe patish. I'll take a look at the, I'll put the Lecha Mishnah for a moment now on the chat, and we'll see what he says. Let's read it inside. It's Kedai. Okay, so I just put it on the chat. The Lecha Mishnah. Right? V'nirishuzal mefarish, demashakasav rav chayv mishum bona, kolomar, afilu mishum bona, even bona, v'adin mishum makabe patish. Dalek mar malacha. Right, the pashtas kodeach kol shu sounds like for the Mishnah we're talking about bona, and therefore you're chayv. And he says, well, where in the world do we have such a thing like this? You're chayv shtayim. So he quotes a paradigm. Chayin matinu doma lezeh perk tolin daf kuf lamed ches gabi nashkas of gemara sha mishum mai masrinan bay. Right, we're talking there about mishamer. Rabba Amar Mishum Borer, Rab Zeir Amar Mishum Merakid. So what does that Gemara mean? Rashi explains, Rabba says Mishum Borer, and who did Mishum Merakid? Of course Mishamer is Merakid. Mishamer is classical Merakid. You're even Chayiv Mishum Borer. Elash Rab Zeir Apalag, Arabba, V'chein Matzinu Perches, Nira Shepirish Kain, Shekasa Perches, Areza told us Borer, oh, told us Merakid. Rabba, either one. V'nir Shepasak Rabba, now, the truth is, going back to the case of Makabe Patish and Bona, does he mean that you're Chayv Shtayim? In other words, sort of like Zomer Tzarf Le'etzim, Taka, when I make that hole in the little Shultan and Golem, I'm Chayv Shtechatos, Mishim Bona, Mishim Makabe Patish, what does he mean? You're Chayv one, just like he said by Merakid or Borer. Which one? Whichever you want, right? You're not Chayv Shtayim. If they gave you Asra for Bona, you'd be Chayiv. If they gave you Asra for Makabe Patish, you're Chayiv. But you're not Chayiv Shtayim. From the Lecha Mishnah, it actually sounds like you're Chayiv Shtayim. Not, how do I know that? Oh, because I didn't give you the whole Lecha Mishnah. So now I'm going to give you the next paragraph of the Lecha Mishnah. Put it right here. So what does he say? Vim Tomar, Amailo Kasav Sham Chayiv Shtayim Mishom, Boer Umirakeid. So it sounds like he actually thinks that your mom is chayv shtayim. Not either or, but both. And therefore, he has a kasha, so it should say your five shtayim. The yishlom mardu suffered the bar marakid damula dade bein rawi shiya chayiv shtayim velo have el inyan asra. Says kasumara mishum ay masrinan bay. So how does the lechem mishnah say? He says, well, it depends. When it comes to straining, so there it's either or. And the only nafkami, that's what the Gemara asks, Mishamayim Masrinan Bay, and the Rambam concludes, you could be Masrin for either one, but not both. Why? Because Boros and Merakid are basically the same thing. Conceptually, they're the same thing. There are sort of minor technical differences. So sometimes it's either Borer or Zorer or Merakid, and sometimes it could actually be two of them. Like this type of straining, it could be both Borer and Merakid. And therefore you get a Masrinan for either one, but you're never going to be Chai Shtayim for Borer and Merakid. That's Mamish double jeopardy, because they're both the same thing. But when it comes to something like this, where we're talking about bone and makabe patish that are two separate halachos, that's much more similar to zomer sarch le'etzim and takiyu b'chayv shtei chataos. And that's why the Rambam first says yuchayv shem bone, and then he says yuchayv shem makabe patish. Now, lulei the lechem mishnah, I would have said no. As we've seen many times throughout this year, I've been advocating that, though, again, we noted it is a machlokus to some degree, but you're only chayv shtayim when you're mechayev to do two different things, kill two birds with one stone, like zomer v'tzarach le'etzim, mashenkein over here. Over here, you're not mechayev for two things. Now, you could say you are. You're mechayev for binyan and you're mechayev for gemar melacha. But it's still a very big chiddush. Now, the lacha mishnah is then bothered by a big problem, because in halacha yodalid, he says, he should also say, you're chayv mishum makabe patish. I'll read on. This I'm not going to put into the chat. Mikol makom, sasam kan rabbeinu harbe bizeh. It's very shver my pshat. Shayel lo lichtov, chayav mishum boneh, mishum makabe patish. If I'm right, that you're chayv two chatos. So let him say that. El shu samach ha-mashkas l'kaman v'adarm stumim. You have to say that the Rambam knew you're going to read the whole parak, you weren't going to miss any halachos, you're going to put together the two different things, and you're going to realize that over here he says bona, and he means also makapatish, and there he means makapatish, and he means also bona. But it's awesome, it's very schwer to say this. That's the pshat of lach mishnah says, you're chayv shtayim, mishum bona, umishum makapatish. In other words, he's paskining like Rav, and Rav says, you're chayv shtayim. The Mogen of Ram, Shin Yodalad, Sif Katan Gimel, there's a different answer to this question. He says that in parak chav gimel, we're talking about Eina Mechubar, and therefore Yechayim Shem Makabe Patish. Perek Yud, he's talking about Mechubar, therefore Yechayim Shem Bona. Now, the difficulty in this pshat is because they're both talking about a Lul Shel Tarnagolim. It's the same words. He says, Lul Shel Tarnagolim. So you have to make the ukimta that Perek Yud is talking about Lul Shel Tarnagolim, it's Mechubar, that's why it's Bona. Perek Chav Gimel is talking about Lul Shel Tarnagolim, that's Talosh, and therefore it's Makabe Patish, Iker Chasman HaSefer. So therefore, I want to suggest the following pshat in the Rambam, and then I saw, more or less, this pshat is in the Perush Kadmon Mimitzrayim Ayin Shav. Really, the Rambam in Halacha Yadalad is only Chayv Mishum Bona. The Lechem Mishnah is right. If he meant Chayv Shtayim, he should stay Chayv Shtayim. So you're only Chayv Mishum Bona. Why? Because we're not talking about a Pesach L'Hachnas L'Hotzi. He writes explicitly. He says we're talking about a case of a Nekev Kol Shehu La'ora. Right? This is a Nekev just to get light in. Probably the Rambam had the Gerus and the Gemara La'ora, as opposed to our Gerus and the Gemara was La'avira. It's not so important. Either way, the point is it's a one-way hole. The point is that if it's a one-way, it's a window, a hole that's only a one-way, again, it might be two ways. I mean, if it's meant for Ora or Avira, it could go two ways, but you're not mechaving for it. You're only mechaving for a one-way hole. So then it's bona, not makabe patish. And as opposed to in Perek Chav Gimel, what does he say? He says behedya, that it's asli lahachnis or lahotzi avir. It's a two-way hole. It's to bring in the light to get rid of the stench. It's also a two-way. It's a window that's meant. It's an exhaust window and a light window. So then he says you're chayv mishum makabe patish. In other words, the Rambam is very clear. You don't have to add any ukimtas. He's black on white. What the Rambam is saying is there's two types of holes in a lul, right? One type of hole is a one-way hole, that's bona, and one type of hole is a two-way hole, that's makabe patish. That's why in Halacha Tazayin, when he says makabe patish, he says explicitly, to be chayav for makabe patish, it has to be lahachnis u'lahotzi. So it's no kash at all why he didn't mention Makabe Patish and Alchi Adalid, because you're not chayvish in Makabe Patish, because it's a one-way hole, not a two-way hole. Now, why didn't he mention Bona and Halacha Tezayin or Perek Chav Gimel? The answer is, well, if we hold like the Lech Mishnah, will say you're also Chayv Mishum Bona. But the Pashtus is that when you're Chayv Mishum Makabe Patish, you're not Chayv Mishum Bona. Like the Lech Mishnah said, if the Rambam meant Shtayin, you're Chayv, you have to say it. In other words, this is not like Barzo Merakid, that it's Shaykh Oze Oze, because Barzo Merakid are the same thing. And it's not like Zomer Vitzarch Leitzen, where you're doing two things, because you're only doing one thing. It's one melacha. So, therefore, you're only Chai Misha Makabe Patish. In other words, it's actually almost the exact opposite of the way we read the Gemara before. Before we read the Gemara, we said, oh, if you're Chai Misha Bona, then you're not Chai Misha Makabe Patish. Shmuel holds you're not Chai Misha Bona, and Mimele, he says you're Chai Misha Makabe Patish. Here, we're saying something a little different. We're saying that, no, since you're Chai Misha Makabe Patish, you're not Chai Misha Bona. Now, there is another Rishon that has that idea that if you're Chai Misha Makabe Patish, that the machlokas, basically, of Rav Shmuel is a machlokas more in terms of Makabe Patish, not in terms of Bona. And that's the view of the Reyim. And that we'll close with today, who says an unbelievable pshat in this Gemara. If you didn't see it inside, you wouldn't believe it. So let me give it to you so you can see it inside. I'm going to put it in the chat. Here we go. Okay. So the Iraim is trying to figure out, again, this machlok is Rav and Shmuel, and he says that even according to Rav, there's no binyan v'stir b'kelim. We're going to get to this machlokas in a moment. Briefly, the Gemara in a number of places seems to conclude it's a machlokas in the Gemara, but the predominant opinion seems to be ein binyan v'stir b'kelim. And that's the way Rashi seems to be so same in a number of places, as well as a number of other Rishonim, ein binyan v'stir b'kelim. So Tosfos, for example, and again, we'll get to this in a moment, asks on Rashi, how could you say in binyan v'stir b'kelim? Didn't Rav say that you're chayav for binyan v'stir b'kelim? Clearly, how do I know? Because Rav says, I'll shufta b'kufina demara, that's a kli, and he says, you're chayav mishum bona. So one answer, this is probably the way Rashi holds, as we'll see shortly, is that gufa, bar gufa kamefli, that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and even though usually we paskin like Rav, b'isure, but here the later Amorayim who said ein binyan v'stir b'kelim are paskining like Shmuel. Shmuel says ein binyan v'stir b'kelim. So that's one approach. But the Irayim goes further. The Irayim says actually ein binyan v'stir b'kelim, it's not even a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Nobody holds binyan v'stir b'kelim. Even Rav. How do you explain this Gemara that says that Ayal Shufta Gugufina is Chai Mishun Boina? So listen to these words. Baha, now I'm reading the Irayim in what I just put on the chat. Baha Damrinan Babona, I'll shufta begufina demara. Rav Amar Misham Bona, Shmuel Amar Misham Akabe Patish, Alma Sir Lay, Lerav, Yesh Binim Kalim. Vim Yesh Binim Yesh Tira, the Chada Taimahu, Gramina Makal Kalim, and Ken Kashid Rav at Rav. Ha, so we'll see where he's asking from Rav. But basically, he doesn't like the answer that we suggested for Rashi, that Rav concedes Ein Binyan V'stir B'Kelim, Yesh Binyan V'stir B'Kelim, because elsewhere Rav doesn't hold the Binyan V'stir B'Kelim. Haloi Kasha, De B'Habona Hachi Perusha. Rav Amar Mishum Bona Perush. Marazos Mechuseres Binyan B'Chisaron Shufta. Hilkach Ein Bo Isser Makabe Patish. You can't be Mechayiv Mishum Makabe Patish because it's Mechuser Bona. Shenu nikra makbe patish el b'davar shenu mechoser binyan, because the malach of makbe patish, like we said, is when the kli is essentially completed. It's not missing a step in its binyan. It's basically done. It needs finishing touches. That's what makbe patish is. So over here, since it's chaser in bona, you can't be mechayev mishum makbe patish, right? Because shakas patish. What is Makabe Patish when you're done? Gmar Malacha, Lachar Gmar Binyan. So therefore, when it says Rav Amishim Bona, doesn't mean you're chayv mishum bone. It means it's a binyan dikazach, right? So it can't be makom patish. V'lo amar rav mishum bone lomar sheyesh chiyuv bone. So when it says rav mishum bone, it doesn't mean you're chayv mishum bone. Okay, it's not bone. Daha ain't stira binyan b'kalim. And don't tell me it's bone because ain't binyan stira b'kalim, as rav says elsewhere. V'lo amrina mishum bone alala hasiro mitam makom patish. When it says rav amar mishum bone, it means Rav says it's not makom patish. Shu lachar binyan. Shalyolim bechisaron binyan lo tia melachas makom patish. Perush bekotzer mishum bone ein bo ela tam bone umeosa bone ein chiyuv dein binyan bekelim v'chol sugya noach lefarsha achar perush. Noach. Wow, this is, you have to be brilliant to imagine this one. So that's what the Rambam holds. In other words, again, like you're saying, the machlokes between Rambam and Shmuel is not a machlokes in binyan, but it's machlokes in makom patish. Okay, so I said we'd stop here. We didn't really do what we were hoping to do today. And what I was hoping to do today is at least get into the machlokes about binyan and b'kalim and how we paskin. Machlokes, big machlokes shown him, but we didn't get there. So we will start next time with the machlokes of binyan and b'kalim. And from there, we'll turn to the Shulchan Aruch. We'll do at least parts of, I don't know if we'll do the whole thing, Simon Shin Yud Gimel. And then we'll turn from there to other cases like Shin Yud Dalet and other cases of bone and the like. Okay, so Bezal Hashem, we will pick up on Thursday. Have a great day. And I'm sorry for going late.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Baruch Tia.
Rabbi, read blank.
Yes.
This is coming from my own